Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we will endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also invite you to our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources to aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show your need for God in your life and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died in order that you might be redeemed. Today, being a new month, we're going to begin a new series of studies. We're going to look at great examples of the Old Testament. And we're going to begin this morning by looking at Abraham, a great example of faith. His story can be found in Genesis chapter 12 through 24. Abraham was a great example of faith. This man was first known as Abram, which means exalted father. His name was later changed to Abraham, which means father of a multitude in Genesis 17:5. He was probably born over 4,000 years ago in the famous Babylonian city as Earl of the Chaldeans, now situated in Iraq. A direct descendant of Noah's son Shem. His father was Terah. There are three women who played important roles in the life of Abraham. His wife Sarah, whose name first was Sarai, which means princess, was 10 years younger, and Sarah and Abraham's father were the same, but they had a different mother, Genesis 20 and verse 12. She gave birth to Isaac when she was 90 and lived to the age of 127. Another woman was the Egyptian handmaiden Hagar. At Sarah's suggestion, Abraham went into her, conceived a son named Ishmael. It is traditionally believed by Arabs and Muslims that Hagar and Ishmael were the beginning of their ancestry, leading eventually to the birth of Muhammad. They have a deep respect for Abraham. Keturah, a third woman in Abraham's life, bore six sons, Genesis 25, verses 1 through 4. Abraham provided for these sons without forgetting that the core promise God had made to him would be fulfilled in his son Isaac, Genesis 25, verse 5 and 6. Abraham is called, as he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed in them also, Romans 4 and verse 11. This includes all Christians who believe in Christ. Listen to the words of Paul. Therefore know that only those who are of the faith of the sons of Abraham, and if you are Christ, then you are of Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, chapter 3, Galatians verse 7 and verse 29. According to Galatians 3:8, the gospel was first preached unto Abraham. The Bible tells us in Genesis 15 and 6, he believed in the Lord and it was accounted to him for righteousness. This was good news preached to Abraham before Christ's coming. Through his seed, all nations of the earth would be blessed. Let's examine the life of this great patriarch and his great faith. Abraham's faith shown in his response to God's call in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 7, he is called to come out of Mesopotamia. We can also read this in Stephen's defense in Acts chapter 7, verse 2 through 4. Abraham's father dies in Genesis 11, 32. He dies in Haran. Did not allow his circumstances to deter his commitment to God. Abraham's faith was shown in patterns of worship in his life. Someone once stated you could trace Abraham's journey by the smoke that rose from his altars. These altars were elevated platforms used to offer sacrifice unto God in the patriarchal period. Noah built the first one recorded in Genesis 8 and verse number 20. Abraham's faith is shown in, and we can see that in Genesis 12 verse 7, in the land of promise he built an altar after he was called by God. Genesis 12:8, he built an altar between Bethel and Ai. Genesis 13, 3 and 4, he built another one in Bethel. In Genesis 13, 18, he built one in Hebron. And then he built one on Mount Moriah in Genesis 22 and verse number 9. Abraham's faith is shown in his giving. How did this man view his great wealth and prosperity? In Genesis 13, 8 and 9, he gave Lot the first choice. By all rights, he could have chosen first, being the elder, but this demonstrates his generosity. In Genesis 14, 11 through 16, he rescues Lot to war with the kings. To the victor goes the spoils of the battle. What did Abraham do? In Genesis 14, 23 and 24, that I will take nothing from a thread of the sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say that I have made Abram rich, except only that the young men have eaten, and the portion of men who went with me, Anu, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Genesis 14, 23 and 24. In Genesis 15, 1, God was his greater reward according to Abraham. And in Genesis 14, 18 through 20, he tied to Melchizedek, and that has repercussions of a prophecy that would later be fulfilled in Christ in Hebrews 7, verse 9 through 11. Abraham's faith survived unlikely odds. Would you have believed the things offered to God by Abraham? Would human wisdom and reason cause you to doubt? In Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 19, the scripture says, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him who he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as all they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, Romans 4, verse 16 through 19. Might be hopeless from a man's viewpoint. He was 100, Sarah was 90. Do we ever second-guess God? Is God's word enough to place my trust and faith in him? It was for Abraham. Abraham's faith is shown by his trust that God would keep his promises. Genesis 4, verse 20 through 22. He knew God would be able to perform it. What about the offering of Isaac? Why not question him? Why not reason with God concerning that request in Genesis 22? He reasoned with God concerning Lot and Sodom in Genesis 18, 16 through 33. He lied to Pharaoh in Egypt about Sarah being his wife in Genesis 12, 10 through 20, and to King Abimelech also in Genesis 20, verse 1 through 18. He wasn't perfect, but he was a man of great faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him, in a figurative sense, Hebrews 11, 17 through 19. Was it a greater challenge to Abraham's faith that God could raise Isaac back to life than it had been a challenge to his faith that Sarah could give him a son in his old age? Some want to contend today that the land of promise made to Abraham is yet unfulfilled, but that's false according to Joshua 21, 43 through 45 and Joshua 23, 14. You can also look at Numbers 33, verse 53 and Romans 9 and verse number 8. He was waiting for a better country. He saw it afar off. We read that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8 through 16. He coped with the time factor. He was 75 years old when the promise was stated to him in Haran in Genesis 12. Ishmael was born when he was 86 in Genesis 16, 16. Genesis 17, 1, he is 99 years old. 13 years passed without any record of a word from God. Would you keep plugging along steadily without wavering? Abraham did. Much took place in those intervening years. Sarah was lost and retrieved. Remember Hagar and Ishmael, trials with Lot occurred, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and the feeding and taking care of his large household. Would you have the faith and patience that Abraham did to wait on God? He did. Abraham's faith is shown in his obedience. Some seem to think that Paul and James disagreed what saved Abraham. Paul in Romans 4 stresses his faith. James in James 2 stretches his work. Are these two great men at odds on the record? Of course not. Could not, since the law of Moses was centuries away. Does this exclude his obedience? No. His faith saved him, but we see the evidence of his faith by his works, which God commanded him to accomplish, being carried out by Abraham. We can read that in James chapter 2, verse 21 through 24, when he's called the friend of God. In Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 22, his great faith and obedience is also spoken by the Apostle Paul. Abraham showed us by his faith by his works. He obeyed God, and he always obeyed God because he trusted him and believed in him. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7. But you, Israel, are my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Isaiah 41 and verse 8. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and not afraid of any terror. 1 Peter 3, verse 6. The faith of Abraham, it is a worthy example for us to seek to attain to. Faith in Abraham. Let's look back for just a moment on two great events in Abraham's life. First of all, when he was asked to leave his homeland. He was asked to leave at 75, everything that he knew, everything that he had worked for, and everything that he had put together. He was told to leave to go to a place that God would show him. For the next part, the rest of his life, he was a nomad. He had no permanent dwelling place. Why? Why did he never get discouraged? Why didn't he give up? Because he looked for a better city. He looked for a heavenly city whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11:10. He did not waver at the promise. And so he left and went and did what God asked him. And all the promises that God made to Abraham came to fruition. He did become the father of many nations. And we are the spiritual seed of Abraham. The land, they got the land of Canaan. And through his son, Isaac, he was given a dynasty. And so we see all the promises made to him were kept. And then what about the great test of faith in Genesis 22, when he was asked to offer Isaac upon that altar on Mount Moriah? And he didn't waver. He didn't ask. He didn't try to negotiate. He didn't ask for a reason. He just took him and was going to offer him. And when Isaac, when they were up on the mountain, and he had built the altar, and he was about to place Isaac on, he goes, I see the altar, I see the wood, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham answered his son, God will provide. And God did provide. Before he took Isaac's life, Abraham looked, and there was a ram caught in the thicket, and that was offered instead of Isaac. But what I want you to see, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, is this man had great faith. He believed God just on what God asked him to do. He didn't ask for a reason. He didn't ask for any additional understanding. He didn't negotiate with God. What God told him, he accomplished by his obedience. He is a great example of faith. That's why he's called the father of faith. He didn't waver. He didn't stutter. He didn't ask for clarification. What God said, he did. That's an example of faith. And his faith is demonstrated by his obedient works, as James 2, 21 through 24. That is an example of faith that we should look to and we should try to emulate in our life. If God asks, we should answer by being obedient to his instruction. Thank you for listening.